More than 100,000 men and women from Georgia served in World War I. One of them was Roland Neal of Macon. Lieutenant Neal received the Distinguished Service Cross for extraordinary heroism and action. He shared his memories in a 1975 interview with the Macon Telegraph. He remembered exactly how long he was deployed.
17 months and 2 weeks.
And recalled a terrifying moment with co-pilot Hank.
I had felt this bullet come through the floor of the plane. Now we were flying perfectly straight. Then I looked further, and the bullet had continued right on up and hit the elevator wire and completely cut it in two.
The two had to think fast if they wanted to make it out alive. Hank suggested crash landing in a tree. Roland's response?
I said, hell no. Let's try to ride it out. He said, all right, now, listen, Captain, do what I said, do. I said, Hank, what are you going to do? He said, don't worry. I'm going to get you back to that little blue-eyed Southern girl. He had seen my wife's picture on my dresser.
Determined to get back to Macon, Roland followed Hank's instructions to take a seat and wrap the plane's elevator wire around his glove. When Roland pulled the wire, the plane started climbing. They managed a perfect landing. Roland came back to Georgia, but his brother didn't. Joseph Neal Jr. died just a few weeks before the Great War ended. Roland remembered his brother's compassion.
He got orders one morning to go over and take prisoners at Sommy Hill. And Joe called all his boys together and said, now look, don't kill these Germans. We want them alive. Bring them back alive.
When his company came under attack, a piece of shrapnel struck Joseph in the head.
He didn't have a chance. If we could have gotten that lead out, he would have been an imbecile the rest of his life. He lived 36 hours.
That was Roland Neal, veteran of World War I. The Macon native spoke in 1975 to the Macon Telegraph. He died in 1982. That audio comes from the Library of Congress.